Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Today is the day. We have come to this point, to the end of the road. Yes, although we have come to the end of the road, unlike the song, I can let this journal go. Whoo, I'm so happy to be at the end of this journal. I'm happy to be completing it. I'm happy to be completing it with my blog family. So nice to be here, y'all. It's so nice. So I've also got some other randomness because I'm going to make this really short, even though it's the end, the last part of the journal. I've pretty much typed everything else in the post. It's kind of self-explanatory, but I'm going to go into a little bit of randomness with you all. So get your coffee, get your favorite beverage, sit back, listen, and thank you so much. Did I say that? Hold on, backtrack, back up. Thank you so much for visiting Life by Waitha today. Thank you for stopping by. Now, get your coffee, get your favorite beverage, and sit back, give a listen while I chat for a little while. So today, be talking about and re-talking about just a few quick things. The first thing on my list is an act of kindness. And this act of kindness also kind of goes with the Trinity update. So I think last week I talked a little bit about how my cat, my poor baby girl, well, not baby, she's 15. Still though, she's a part of the family. We love her dearly. She was sneezing up blood. And my neighbor was gracious enough to let me use her kennel. And after that hospital visit, I said, okay, I've got to get a kennel for my cat. So I had in my shopping cart to get, it looks more like an airline carrier. It's soft, it's mesh, because I was always borrowing my neighbor's. And when all those Amazon boxes came, I'm like, I don't remember her courier being this big. And when I opened up the box and saw like a big, hard carrying kennel. When I saw this big carrying kennel, I went, that's not what I ordered, until I read the gift note. And my neighbor, who is so sweet, A, you're going to call us another A. She is so sweet to purchase me a kennel for Trinity, to say that now you don't have to wait for me. Just put her in the kennel. And if you got an emergency, just go. And I mean, it brought me to tears. It was so sweet of her to think of me and get me that kennel. I mean, it was just so sweet. It really, really was. And I'm actually going to go to the bottom now. So Trinity. So we found out this week that Trinity has been diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. It's the same thing adults get. Isn't it crazy how pets get people disease? So this explains the excessive licking, the anxiety, the nervousness, the like ferocious eating, and some of these crazy habits that she's been having, her losing, you know, all of this weight, because a pound in the cat world is like 20 pounds in the adult world. So, you know, she's on an antibiotic for the nosebleed because they think that was just an infection. But for the thyroid, she is on a pill to help control it. And this is a pill that I can't touch, which is crazy. I have to put on gloves to put the pill in a pill pocket, which they make pill pockets for dogs and cats. It's basically a soft, moldable treat. You put the medicine in it, they eat the treat, thus getting the medicine. So, you know, she's doing well. She's doing much better. She seems a little bit more relaxed. I mean, I know it's going to take these pills at least 2 weeks to really get into her system. She'll go back for some more blood work, see how her body is reacting to it. But for the most part, she's doing really, really well. She's still a nuisance, if that means anything. She's doing good, though. And again, it's it's going to be or forever how long she's here, or, you know, or through the rest of her lifetime that she's going to have to take this medicine. And, you know, I was reading on Google, you know, where fears come true. That's what I call it, because it makes you paranoid about everything, that pet parents have a hard time keeping up with the schedule because I have to give it to her every 12 hours. So it's just a matter of keeping up with that schedule and making sure she gets what she needs and, you know, all that good stuff that pet parents do. So enough about that. That's pretty much, you know, been my week dealing with that. I also want to talk some more about Rev captioning. I hope if you listened last week that you clicked on the link to find out about earning a little extra income with Rev via their captioning service. The jobs are kind of weird. Like sometimes you take on little, you know, 5 to 10 minute jobs that you really enjoy, and other times you start typing and within the first 2 minutes you're like, I don't want to do this. But so far, I mean, because you get to pick and choose what you like and you can decline what you don't like. You have to give a reason why. But it's been pretty interesting so far. It's been a way to, you know, make a little extra change. Like I said, the goal is to fund the website, fund the blog, fund, you know, what I spend for self-hosting and graphics and pictures and art. And it is doing that. And I'm not mad at that. So, yes, this week, and I've also listed here in on the blog post, the past few weeks from list 41 on up to now. And I've also written out, as I usually do, list 50, 51, and 52, some of the things that it adds. I'm not going to go into detail and talk about it all because I've already listed pretty much everything here. It's kind of self-explanatory. The take action, though, I will go over the take action for list number 52 because it's basically saying, yay, you did it. And I'm like, yeah, I did. 52 weeks worth of your truest joy has been discovered, established, harnessed, and cultivated. I would not agree. How many of your happiest moments of this year were things you created on your own? Everything. Most things were things I created on my own. And how many were spontaneous and unexpected? I mean, that's kind of an even Steven kind of thing. It just is. And it's basically saying, as you look forward to the years ahead, think of this book as your happiness resource. No, that I don't. And I say that because, how do I want to say this? It's hard for the book to be a resource because I can't really point to any one thing. I don't know how I was feeling in week 30 until I go back and read week 30. It's kind of random. I can't say, oh, this was my issue and this is how I was feeling for that particular issue. It's just really hard to go back and find out how I dealt with or handled something, how I was feeling at that moment. I would have to go back and read from list one to whatever. And then by the time I got through going back to find out what I was looking for, I will have forgot why I needed it. So it's definitely not a resource. Penzu, the online journal, has been a way better resource for journaling. And I will put a link, or there is a link in the blog to connect you to Penzu, which is a free online journal where you can write completely in private. And that is where I have been writing for the last 3 years. And it's been the most therapeutic thing I've done. More therapeutic beyond this. But let me finish this. So basically it says, and trust that your life will always hold happiness for you because of two important things: your powerful efforts and the pursuit of happiness and the unpredictable beauty of the world that surrounds you. As hard as life may be at times, there will always be something to spark joy if you seek it. Keep engaging in your own happiness pursuits and embrace the unknown as happiness waits for you around the corner. I don't know. Like I said, and I think I listed on list 52, you have to choose to be happy. I will say that this list did give me a couple of good points that I actually can't remember. Something about fake it till you make it. You have to choose to be happy. If you're not, if the world's not ending and someone says, how are you? I always say, fine. I don't want to dump all my problems out on everybody. So I feel fine. And even if I don't feel fine, I might hate something that I'm doing, but I'm telling my brain, I'm going to get through this. I may not like it, but I'm going to get through it. And then when I get through it, I'm going to feel so good. So it's that mask, it's that face we put on, because in that moment, you have to choose to be happy and not choose to complain and bicker and be sour. You know, it's like I choose to be great, and being mean and sour and hurtful and angry is not the way that I'm going to be great. It's not the way that I'm going to achieve any kind of joy or happiness. This is a lifelong journey. This is not something that's right now. It's something that you adapt to your way of living, because no one wants to go around with those feelings. That's too much baggage in the car, you know. Bag lady, you gonna hurt your back. Anyway, I'm not trying to carry around all that baggage with me. I want to feel good about the decisions that I make. I want to feel good about what I'm doing, how I'm doing, how I'm living. So I choose happiness. I choose to be happy most of the time. Some things you can't help. Something, yeah, you get pissed. You're human. You definitely get pissed. But anyway, enough of that. What else do I want to go over really quick? So listed here also on the blog is the 52 Lists for Happiness archive. So you can go back and see my journey from list one and, you know, basically me going through each week of this journal, each of the 52 weeks. I've also got a link to the book that I'm currently reading, which I'm kind of enjoying, called The Next Right Thing. It's a simple, soulful practice for making life decisions, but it's not just making life decisions. It's making life decisions through Christ. You're basically being quiet and being alone and aware and asking God to help you make these, you know, decisions that impact your life. So right now I'm finding it to be good. You know, I just started. I'm only like on chapter four, so I'm kind of working my way through it. I've also got a link to Audible. I'm telling you guys, Audible is the best thing since sliced bread. If you want to get through a few books, you know, like I said, I like reading. I like the feel of reading. I like books. I like turning the pages. But sometimes I just want to let somebody else talk to me. And Audible has been a great way that I've been working through my 2019 Goodreads Challenge, which I also list the books that I've read and my progress. I've also got a link for my happiness planner for my Law of Attraction box. That is the next thing that I'm going to be working on my Sundays and my chit chat. I'm going to be going through that journal. I'm going to take a break for a week or two and just talk about some randomness. But for the most part, that is the next thing that I am starting on. To wrap this up, I hope that everyone has enjoyed this series. I have enjoyed bringing it to you. I think it's been an awesome way to try to bring some happiness into my life and share and spread what I know, because, you know, if I'm happy, then you're happy, then she's happy. I can just keep blessing everybody, because that's basically how happiness works sometimes. If I find something happy or useful, I'm going to spread that around. That's like, you know, I gotta give that love back, because if I keep giving it to you, then I'm going to keep getting it, because that's just the way life is. And yeah, this has been awesome. I love talking to y'all, and I'm going to keep talking to y'all, because it's very therapeutic for me and I enjoy this. And so with that, this may go down in history as being the shortest Sunday post ever. But with that, I will close my post today. I thank you all for stopping by. I thank you for listening. I thank you for all the love and support. Don't forget to show some love with a like or follow or join the family by subscribing. I would love to have you on Life by Waitha. You know, I talk about some awesome stuff and some pretty boring stuff. It's the gamut. It's all of the colors of the rainbow. What can I say? But anyway, with that, I'm going to close. You all have a blessed Sunday. Have a wonderful, positive, great, fantastic week. And as I always say, and I close, know thyself.